Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight it's my pleasure to welcome one of my regular and most popular guests, Ada Marie. She is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Surrounded by these remarkable seers, it was commonplace to communicate with heightened mental awareness. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. Ada Marie continues to be available to help those who seek the truth. In her lengthy career, she has produced and starred in 32 television shows in the U.S. relating to color, dreams, channeling, and crystals, and she's appeared in 6 English television productions. Additionally, Ada Marie was a featured guest on numerous radio shows in Texas, Florida, New York, and California. For 17 of the 28 years Ada Marie resided in the Los Angeles area, she taught metaphysical classes and authored and self-published 5 books. For the past 25 years, she hosted numerous seminars for students and corporations and held retreats in the Sedona area, which has led to her present retreat center in Oracle, Arizona, which she calls the Golden Oracle. She has created a space for individuals who truly want to make a change in their life, a place for individuals to come and connect with their own personal being and leave with a sense of confidence, strength, and wisdom. Now get out your pens, folks, because I'm going to give you her website. You'll be delighted with her. And yes, I'm going to get to as many of you as possible. But for those that we can't get to tonight, she's going to have a special price for you. And, of course, you don't get a lot out of a 5 to 10 minute reading. It's just a little nugget, but I'm sure you'll be delighted with the results. So you can reach her at her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com. Oracle is spelled O-R-A-C-L-E, thegoldenoracle.com. So with that said, let me welcome Ada Marie. How are you tonight, my dear?
I'm great, and how are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. And
good.
I can say that even having buried my mother yesterday, because No, that's all right, but, you know, it's been 2 weeks and coming, and there was a lot of grief yesterday, but I got it out of my system, and today I feel filled with joy that she's passed on to her reward and has ended her suffering, and I feel her with me now more than ever. And I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that, yes, we need to experience our feelings and honor them and feel them, but we don't need to stay stuck. We can coast through those feelings and climb our way back up to our joy. And that's not to say that I won't have more grief, because I'm sure it will come. But today I'm feeling wonderful, and I feel her presence very clearly, and I just am so grateful that I had nearly 62 years with her.
And, you know, I have to say, I've talked to many people on the other side that have come back to talk to their family, and for those that have gone over and the beautiful, wonderful energies that they are in and the things that they are able to do and experience and become, when they come back, you'll feel their presence and you'll feel that sweet, gentle calmness that has always been a real part of a human being, not anxiety. Rarely does anyone come back with anxiety to speak to their loved ones. That I know
beautiful.
For sure, because I've taught a lot of people how to talk to their loved ones on the other side. That's a thing that I do, David, and I know beyond a doubt that once I've made the communication for them, they don't need me anymore, because then they have the particular odor statement or whatever comes through that they can at any time that they want to sit down in silence and reverence, they can talk to anyone on the other side that they know, and they can be certain that they have the right person. So your mother is with you right now.
Thank you. I feel her, and I'm very honored that God blessed me with this particular woman, Ann Clark Cowdery. So, without further ado, what we're going to do tonight, folks, is Ada Marie and I are going to talk for a while about depression and how to deal with it in a positive manner, because it can be a terrible burden, but there are ways to cope with it, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that can instigate depression, and so I'd like to turn over the mic to Ada Marie and get her take on it.
Depression is a state of it's a state of evil. It eats you up. It's like a cancer. It'll eat you right up. But if you will look exactly through the other side of it, if you can see, people say, "Well, I can't." I said, "Well, you haven't tried. Can't has never done anything. Look at something beautiful. Look at a picture of someone you love. Look at the sky, the ground, whatever is out there that is beautiful, and absorb that beauty into that negativity that you're feeling, and thank God that you have two eyes, two ears, two arms, two legs. You can actually be a part of those trees, that grass, those flowers, that building. You can be a part of it if you want to be a part of it. Just look at it and say, oh, my. And you may be on your way to see a doctor, and you may see somebody in a wheelchair and think, my goodness, thank God that's not me. It's a blessing that I am able to walk. I mean, look for the positive things in everything. A boy one time had gone on a chivalry, and they'd been in a car accident, and his neck was broken. He was a quadriplegic the next morning. Well, it's amazing, because they got him well enough to be able to move around and with chain, you know, how they fixed him in a chain-like thing to move, take him here and there and from his bed to someplace. And he said to me, when I went to see him, he said, I want to tell you something. This is not the way I plan to grow up, and not what I plan to do with my life, but I have learned more in those first 6 months of this experience than I could have ever learned if I had gone to college for 20 years. And he was happy, and he was rewarding, and he was just a splendid example of somebody who took negativity and turned it around. And what had happened was, his mother, bless her heart, had brought him a thing to, record his voice on record, and he was telling stories, and he was telling funny, funny stories, David. His stories were so funny. He said, "Will you listen to one of my stories?" And I tell you, I had tears running down my face. It was hilariously funny. And the whole end of the story was after he told them about the candy and all of the stuff in the store, and that they could pick out a piece that they wanted, and he could pick out anything he wanted. He said no, but he gave this whole glorious thing about all this candy and stuff. And after they got done saying it, "You can have anything you want." He said, "No," just like that, "No." He didn't want it. He didn't need it. He was happy to be who he was. And the way he told the story just had you in hysterics. I mean, he just kept everybody in hysterics. This happened when he was 18, David. Today, I just got a letter from his mother 2 days ago, and she says, "Ada Marie, he is still playing your relaxation tape. He is still singing that song. He is still caring." And now, of course, he's in his 60s, I guess, and he's still alive. But he's made his life valuable. He has been making these little records and giving them to his friends. And this is an incident where somebody was left totally without arms and legs in a split second. Now, if he was a depressed person, could you imagine where he would be? He wouldn't be here.
Right. Well, you know, I think that one thing that is very clear to me is that he had the ability to get outside of himself and to find joy even without the things that he was able to do. And speaking from the voice of experience as one who suffered from horrible, debilitating depressions for 15 years, I can say that the most important thing is to get outside of yourself, however you do it. And nature is a wonderful way to do it. Reaching out for help, calling friends, helping other people is wonderful. That gets you out of the poor me syndrome, which is a vicious cycle. Yes, absolutely.
Get you out of yourself. It is just one of those things that whenever you share something, and Grandma used to say this, honestly, she'd say, "Whatever you share, you will receive back 7 times 7. If you share from the heart, it'll return to you 7 times 7. And by gosh, I'm telling you, that is an absolute truth, and I stand ready to support that truth any day of the week. Because you first have to get over feeling sorry for yourself. That's what you have to do, and you can't do that if you don't do something nice for somebody else. How are you going to do that?
Right.
If your heart doesn't lighten up when you do a nice thing for some, open a gate, open a door, help somebody carry their groceries, anything. Do something, and do it with an open heart. There's the kicker. Do it with an open heart. Make it be a wonderful experience for yourself and the other person.
Yeah, and take those glimmers of hope that come along the way, those glimmers of joy, and latch onto them and build from there. I mean, it is so important to stay outer focused, connected to the world, connected to your fellow man. And it's not a sign of weakness to reach out for help. And it certainly is a source of strength and empowerment to help other people.
Right. And when you reach out for help, it will be responded to you because you have helped someone else and you've done it from your heart. And
it's reciprocal, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
I can tell you
ahead.
That. Are you talking?
Are you? Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. I can tell you that I was stabbed 26 times, badly damaged, And I come through that because I refuse, I absolutely refuse not to be in perfect health. My brain demanded perfect health. And if your brain is strong enough to demand it, it will receive it. And today, as you know, I am in perfect health. I can walk and talk and do everything. I carry no big iron in my body or anything. My body is just the way it was when I was born. And that's because I held the thought. I knew I was in perfect health. I knew it was. And I knew I'd be using this arm, and I knew I'd be using my stomach, and I knew I'd be using the inner part of my body, my lung, and I am. I just demanded it. I wasn't going to have anything else. This was it. And little by little, every day I said, okay, Father, we're making headway. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I continued to make that demand until the day came when I was walking and I was moving and my fingers moved, everything worked. So I'm telling you that I have absolute faith in God and what he gives us, but only gives us what we ask for and only gives us the positive things we ask for. You have to be positive. That's while you make headway, right?
That is so important. And, you know, depression is something that tends to consume one with negativity. And you need to nip that in the bud and retrain yourself. You know, when you get a negative thought, you need to obliterate it from your consciousness and alter it with a positive thought. For example, if you say, oh my God, I can't walk, then turn that around and think of all the things that you can do. Focus on the positive and then praise God for that. And I think it's amazing that you were able to heal yourself from that trauma, but it just points up the fact that it's faith and faith in action that healed you, because you believed that that God would meet your needs and you needed to be whole, and God made you whole once again.
Right. And without, people say, well, how can you have faith in God? I said, I'm standing here in front of you. Look at me. Do I look like a person? Yeah. I said, well, that came directly from the man upstairs. That's where it came from. And I'm here to tell you that anything your mind can think and hold, it will receive. It will receive the perfect health. It will receive the things that you have need of, because you have been positive and you have shared. And here is the trick. Don't be afraid to share. It'll always return 7 times 7. Always.
I think that's the most important thing. We're in this life to give, and sharing is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and that will raise your level of vibration immensely. I'm just wondering how you avoided falling into the trap of depression after those terrible injuries that you sustained.
It was real simple. My grandmother and my great-grandmother, we lived on a farm, you know, and we were 60 miles from the nearest town. Somebody broke their leg. My dad took them in the harness room, and he set their leg, and he fixed them. And nobody ever thought about being sick. Nobody ever thought about anything. They just thought about working. But Grandma used to say, you can fall down and be sitting on a beehive and be stung by bees, and you get up and you run to the house, and they lay you down, and they take pliers, and they pull all those stingers out of you. Do you know what you just did to yourself? And, of course, we're all looking, and she says, well, you just inoculated yourself. You will never have a disease of any kind, because the body has already been perfected. The disease will not come to you. You won't have this or that or measles or anything. Well, guess what? I didn't. But believe me, I was stung by bees.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a learning experience for me, because when something happened that was really uncomfortable or bad, I always thought, okay, what am I learning from this? That was the first question I would ask. What am I learning from this? And I went up to a door one day not long ago to a restaurant and was going to walk in, and the lady stopped me and wouldn't let me go in the door. So I didn't say nothing. I went back and I got in my car, and as I was driving home, I thought, what am I learning from this? Now, this is just a simple experience. What am I learning from this? That lady would not let me enter the restaurant. And David, that's so odd, you know, that the owner wouldn't let me in the restaurant. And I got almost home when I realized what happened. She was upset about something or somebody. Something had happened. But you could see that. And she thought I was the person guilty. So I just didn't go back in the restaurant. I didn't go back for about 6 weeks. And then I said to my girlfriend, let's go over and have a cup of coffee. And we went in and sat down, and her husband seated us. And she came over to the table, and she said, I want to tell you, I'm glad you returned. I am sorry. I said, you're forgiven. We all have days like that.
And absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's a lesson in not judging somebody else as necessarily doing harm to you. In essence, they're the ones that are doing harm. They're taking out their own stuff on you, and chances are it has nothing to do with you. And it's all a question of perception, and two people are going to see the same situation differently. So it's important to remember that it's not about you, it's about them, and not to take it personally and not get into a place of anger and resentment, because that only poisons you. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a minute, but one thing that you said I think is very important, and that was learning opportunity, because every situation that comes along in life is a learning opportunity, and depression can be a wonderful learning opportunity. And it can actually be a blessing, because if you experience the pits of despair, just remember that you can experience a joy beyond your wildest dreams, and you will experience that when you come out of the depression. You need to hang in there, and you need to take baby steps and keep doing whatever feels best to you, and not focus on what doesn't feel good, because the more you do it, the worse it's going to feel. So take those baby steps and treat yourself as if a mother, if you were a mother dealing with a little baby, just love yourself. I mean, love is the answer to healing all, wouldn't you say?
The love is the whole, it rules the universe. The love is it's the ruling power of the universe. And if you can find fault with somebody, you're finding fault with yourself, really, because you wouldn't see that fault if you didn't have it. Remember that, folks. When you find fault with somebody else, take a good look in the mirror.
There you go. That is a very important lesson. Well, Ada Marie, shall we go to the phone lines now?
If you wish, yes, that's fine.
And we can do more talking later, but we do have a lot of people that are in the queue tonight. We're not going to be able to get to everybody, but Ada Marie is going to offer a special to you if you aren't able to speak with her tonight, so I'll let her tell you what that is.
Okay. If you don't get to speak to me tonight, you can call me on the phone. And I will give you a special reading, and it'll be far below what I normally charge. So call me, and we'll talk, and I'll give you 15 minutes, and it'll be a much less than the normal fee. So call and find out if you want to know.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, our first caller tonight is Beth, and she is the young woman that I talked to about Ada Marie, so let me bring her on the line.
Okay.
Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Oh, Craig.
I got Beth right here.
Hi, where is Beth?
She's right here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you have a question?
No, I didn't have a question.
Beth,
Beth.
Is there anything that Ada Marie could help you with tonight, you know, in the present moment, with how you're feeling, with your life situation? She's full of wisdom. Are you still there, Beth?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Are you able to read her aura, Ada Marie?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I've been looking at it, and let me say this. Beth, you are a beautiful, gentle, kind, loving person, and you find it very, very difficult whenever you have to face somebody who doesn't have manners or is crude and rude. Now, remember, the lesson is that you don't have to speak. You can be silent. You can be silent at that point and just look at them. That's all you have to do. And when you look at them and you just look at them and not speak, you will get your point across, and it will help not only them, but a lot of people that have to deal with them, because you are poised, calm, and completely in control, and they are not. So remember, being in control of any negative situation is the only way to reverse that condition and turn it into a positive. Does that make sense?
Beth, does that make sense to you? Well, I trust that she heard you. We seem to have lost the connection, but thank you for that, Ada Marie. Let's move on to Regina. And Regina, you're live on the air with Ada Marie.
Hello, Ada Marie. I'm so happy to talk to you. I see you're from the eastern plains of Montana.
Yes,
I was in Two Dots once, so I know the area, and it's so beautiful there. I love Montana.
I was born south of Glasgow.
Okay. I spent a summer in Bozeman.
Yeah,
and I just love Montana. It's so beautiful there. I bet. I was there in the summer, and we had the biggest blizzard I ever saw in the beginning of July.
Yeah.
Great big huge snowflakes.
Oh.
It was beautiful. It was gone by noon. It was beautiful.
Well,
yeah,
Regina, do you have a question for Ada Marie?
Well, you know, I was listening to you, and I love your advice, and I love your wisdom. And, you know, you say when I'm having a problem with somebody, look at myself. And I, you know, some of me cannot see. I have a problem with a neighbor of mine who has been very ungracious to me for a number of years. And today, especially, I don't know why, it really seems to get to me. I try to ignore the situation, just don't even pay attention to it. And, you know, it feels, it's making my living situation very hard when I open my door.
But you need to bless this woman and bless her and bless her and bless her and bless her until there's nothing else you can do except to bless her to her rightful destiny. Bless her, bless her, bless her, bless her. Because she is going through a lot of frustration and anger and hurt in her life, in her house. So when she walks outside, she's going to take out something on somebody. So bless her and bless her. I had a neighbor like that one time when my kids were little. And And I just blessed her, so I set the kids down at the table because she hated my children. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, the only way that God can help us is if we bless her and bless her and bless her and keep blessing her and pick the weeds on the sidewalk in front of her house, kids. You boys pick those weeds and put them in the trash. Mm-hmm. And so they did. And when they would think of her, they would bless her, and they would bless her and bless her and bless her. And she got, we didn't see her. Like, she didn't come out of her house, or she went out the back door and went out the other way. So as time went on, and it took about, well, it was in the spring, so it was just before school got out, the boys had made in wood shop, they made a little, you know, one of those, oh, it was like a wagon, only it wasn't. It didn't have wheels on it, and you put flowers in it. So they brought it home. They were so proud of what they did. And and my oldest daughter says, well, why don't we put some geraniums in there, and we'll set it out between her house and our house. So we had a family vote because money wasn't really around at the time. And so we had a family vote, and we decided we'd do that. At the end of the week when we got paid, we'd get three geraniums and put in there. It had already been sanded and stained and everything, and put them out there. So we did. And a week or two later, the boys were coming home. And she met them at the sidewalk and handed them a little bag of cookies.
Nice.
And said, thank you. That's the most wonderful thing. I've always wanted a little wheelbarrow full of flowers. And that was all it took, something to change her attitude.
Yeah.
From then
okay.
on, there was no fighting.
Okay. I believe you. I believe you. I will try this. I will. I know what you're saying will work. I will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very, very much for your advice.
Well, you're welcome, because that was really, that made all of us feel better.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And I'm sure it'll make you feel better.
I know.
And I'm sure
it'll
speak
the best.
People, too, you know, because we all run into situations like that. And so anybody listening, I think, has just received some really good advice. And
yeah.
We need to bless our fellow quote-unquote man. We are
right.
all spiritual beings. We're all one at a core level, and there's no separation unless we choose to separate ourselves from others and play I'm better than you sort of thing, or what's wrong with you, you know?
Yeah, don't like that game, eight. And it doesn't make me feel good. So, I will bless her. I will bless her. And thank you for being new, Ada. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you. Give me a call when you can.
Are you going to give your number?
520-896.
Wait a minute.
The pencil. 504-520.
Well, wait a minute. Let's give everybody a chance to get their pens and pieces of paper out.
Okay.
So let's give it 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, ready.
Ready.
20-896-9510.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Regina.
Thank you, David. God bless. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. That was wonderful advice, Ada Marie. I couldn't agree more with it. I have a neighbor very similar to the woman that Regina was talking about. And, you know, initially when he was so nasty to me, I thought, well, why is he doing this? And I didn't stop to think that it was his problem. And so I started working on blessing him and forgiving him for mistreating me. And eventually he started talking to me after years of not talking to me. So it does work. Absolutely does work.
Yes, it does. And you can bless many people. I've been in places where somebody is angrily talking to a clerk, you know, and everybody says I zap them. But what I do is I look right at them and I call on Jesus the Christ to run his blessings through them from head to toe. And then I snap my fingers and that's it.
All right. Well, our next caller is Wendy, and I'm bringing her live. Wendy, you're live on the air with Ada Marie.
Hi, David. I just want to offer my condolences and sympathy. Your beloved mother loves you forever, and she'll be with you forever.
Thank you, Wendy. I know that as a fact. It's not just a belief. But thank you for those.
Most certainly. Hi, Ada.
Hi, honey. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I'm 65. I've been looking for work for a long time. I finally was offered a temp to permanent job in a major cell phone company. It starts with the letter V and it has a Z in it. On the day that I started, I was informed it's not temp to perm. They are closing their doors mid-January. So that's not what I agreed to, but I'm going to be ethical and go in. However, I'm going to continue to look for work. I need something more permanent. I need to work for at least 4 more years. My background is really medical insurance, call center, but I would even be happy to be a receptionist in a hospital taking copays. Am I going to get permanent work? And do you know about how long it'll take to get that?
I'll tell you how to get it. Sit down
with
on paper, and everybody who's listening, listen to this, because I've told many people, and they call me up and thank me for this. Write exactly the kind of work you want to do, the kind of people you want to work with, the distance you want to drive to work, and how much money you want to receive. Of course, you need to put that in there. And but also how you can maneuver every day in perfect health and joy in your new job.
Okay. I shall do so. And
now write that out. Read it until you have it exactly the way you want it. Then stick it under your pillow and go to bed.
Okay.
And thank God for giving you that job.
I will do so. When do you see this manifesting for me, though?
Huh?
When do you see this manifesting? When will it happen?
Depends. For each person, it manifests different. But one lady wrote, this was in another show I did last year. One lady sat down and wrote, well, she wanted to work in a candy factory. And so she wrote out she wanted a job in a candy factory. And, you know, she wrote all her coordinates and everything. Well, she did. Guess what kind of a candy factory she went to work in?
Okay.
A bubblegum factory. She's still there, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
But how funny. Now, that's been about 5 years ago. And she called me the other day and she said, Are you doing another show? And I said, yes, I'm doing one for David Clark, and here's the number. So I don't know if she gets to call in tonight or not, but she asked, just to be funny, she said she wanted to work in a candy factory, so she got a job in a bubblegum factory. She's still there. Some years she's been there.
Oh.
That's a long time.
That's good. I'm glad she's happy.
Yeah. And another lady got a job. And something I always wanted to know, who put the little thing in the Cracker Jacks? You know, everybody got a little toy. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
When we got Cracker Jacks, you always got a little toy. And I always wanted to meet the person that put the toy in the Cracker Jack box. And one day, I got a call from a lady. And she said to me, Ada Marie, I have a surprise for you. I said, okay, I'm ready. She said, I work for the Cracker Jack Company, and I put the toys in the box.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, you know, David, I was so I was so excited I couldn't even hardly think. But see, yeah, they do it by hand. They put the toys in by hand.
Well, that's interesting.
What a cute story. I'm glad you shared that.
Yeah.
Wendy, I'm going to ask a favor of you. Ada Marie is going to be back on December 2nd. Would you call us up and let us know how long it took for her suggestion to work?
Oh, absolutely, I will.
It'll be the same time, 7:30. So I'm putting that out there to folks, but it's time to move on, and thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
Earlier we were talking about depression, folks, for those of you who've tuned in late. And I happen to think of one other thing that I believe is very important when a person is depressed, Ada Marie, and I'd be interested in what you have to say about this. I think it is so important to be gentle with yourself, because a lot of people, when they're depressed, just start beating themselves to a bloody pulp, and it only makes it worse. You know, why me? Why me? Why is this happening to me? And the question that people should be asking is what? What can I do to make myself feel better? And then what action can I take? It is so important to act.
You're right. Absolutely. And what are you, ask yourself, what am I learning from this? Now, what action can I take that will better this situation? But what am I learning? Everything is a learning lesson. And if you get it, you only have to have it once, right? If you don't
get it,
you walk into it again. So
absolutely.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And people don't do that. They feel sorry for themselves and they get mad at themselves. You don't need to get mad at yourself. You're still the same wonderful person you were before this happened. You just have to be calm and quiet and say to the man upstairs, what am I learning from this? What am I learning? How can I make my life better? What is this lesson teaching me? That's the key. That's the real key to move forward. So don't be mean.
And we can do that with any situation in life. And I've once heard it said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So we need to learn the lesson and move on and not let history repeat itself. We have that power within ourselves to heal ourselves from whatever is ailing us. And it's so important to have faith. And what would you say about the power of prayer or the power of gratitude?
Incredible. Fantastic. The power of prayer is, if it's coming from the heart, now it's got to come from the heart. If it's coming from the heart, is answered sometimes instantly, sometimes it takes a little while, but it is always answered in a positive manner. Always.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Well, let's take another call, and just to let the callers know, we have limited time, so just ask a question and let Ada Marie answer it for you. You can ask one follow-up question, but that's all. This is Craig. Let me see. Craig, you're live on the air. Craig? Are you there? Okay. We'll move on to somebody else. Okay, those are the people I spoke to before the show. Now I'm going to identify you by area code and the first three digits of your phone number. I'm going to area code 954-921. And you're live on the air. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Mary. Thank you, David. I'm glad to hear you are doing well. And
thank you, Mary. It's good to hear your voice.
Ada is so interesting, the stories she's telling, and I sure can relate to so much of that about friends and neighbors and that in the last couple years, what I've gone through. My question, though, tonight is I have, technically I have to the end of the month to move, and so far nothing has worked in my favor, as far as moving forward on this. I'm wondering if I'll get an extension, at least until I can find something, and I'm praying I will. I have to relocate my cats along with it. And I'm also fighting an illness. I know stress is playing a big part as well. What do you see as far as if I'll find something suitable soon or how things will work out?
If you sit down and walk around the block or two or three blocks from where you are right at home,
mm-hmm.
and look for a place that is for rent.
Oh, I have been. I've checked about four of them, and they're way over my budget. Unless you see something coming up.
I don't know that it's over your budget, but about five blocks from where you live, going, I think, east. I don't know east from west, but anyway, the sun comes up in the east, so that's how come I think.
Right.
You will
my
find a
east,
property.
East.
Looks
I'm
like,
sorry?
You'll find a property. Looks like it might be a duplex property.
Okay.
Something like that, where there's more than one house or unit. And
yes.
That will be just right for you.
And do you think they'll take my pets? Or at least know those that I mentioned? I got some cats. Not any of them go out except one, but that is a problem. But also, I have to pay within what I'm paying now or a little less. Does that
correct.
Look feasible?
Right, that's correct. You do have to do that, and that property should allow you to do that. Maybe
really?
A little bit less, actually.
When do you think that I'll come across this?
You got to walk. Don't drive. Walk.
Walk. Because I've been going up one street and down the next,
no.
and all over the neighborhood, and asking all the neighbors, and if I see anybody out, you know, watering the lawn or something, they'll say, "Is anything for rent here or whatever?" And I've checked on three, four places, and then when they told me how much it is, I said, no, it's above my budget.
Right.
Maybe the sign isn't out yet or something.
Well, you may see a for rent sign in the grass, but you got to be walking when you look. And I think you probably have walked past a couple places or driven past a couple of them, and you will find one that has a sign on it. On the door, it looks like it's on the door jamb, on the side of the door jamb.
And
yeah.
it may be smaller than what I have, but I'll you know, make do if it's
yeah.
reasonable.
It's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So try that. You should be able to. You should be able. I think it needs a little cleaning up. Is why the price is right.
Yeah,
but,
most
yeah.
of them I've moved. So
yeah,
times.
That doesn't matter. We can all scrub.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of them have, as long as other things are working and
right.
in decent order, you know.
Right.
Mine wasn't perfect when I moved in either, and I've continually cleaned, but
right.
that would be good. And you think in a pretty short time that I'll find that.
You should find it before the end of the month, it appears like.
Okay.
And you know what you're doing. You're looking, and you're not seeing it because you're looking for it. So just
huh.
walk along until your eye catches something.
Okay. Is it like a safe area? I mean, is it a good...
I think so. It looks safe. It's quiet. It's a quiet area.
Yeah, well, where I am isn't.
Yeah.
There's too many people, and there's too much commotion, and that's
well,
another...
Well, it looks like a very quiet area, so... Maybe they're senior citizens or something, but it's quiet.
Oh, that would be fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Prefer
yeah.
quiet over chaos anytime.
aren't we all?
You know, drama. I've had enough drama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look out your door and you see all and hear all a lot more than you really want to see and hear.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be great. Well, I'm gonna be looking very hard, and I sure hope you're right on this.
Well, I see it, and the sun comes up in the east, so you got to be walking in that direction.
Well, that's the direction I want to move in too, because the other side is not the best area. So that would be, and I go that way to the stores.
Yeah.
Every day I pass in that area every day by the stores.
Good.
Okay. Well, I'll continue to look and.
Okay. It'll
and,
come quickly.
It will. Oh, good. And
yeah.
Will I get the help I need then to make this move?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be positive.
Very good.
Well, speaking
well,
of move,
good.
It's time
thank
to
you.
Move on, Mary.
Yes, thank
but
you,
thank
and I will let you know. I'll check you, you know, next time the show is on. If something turns up, I will definitely validate the reading.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. You're a pleasure to listen to. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings.
God bless you.
You too.
Same to you, Mary.
Thank
you for calling.
Thank
best
you.
Best wishes.
You
okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller is area code 617. The first three digits of your phone number are 466. And what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. Thank you.
Good.
I'm doing very well. Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Hi, Ada Marie.
Hi, Karen.
How are you tonight?
I'm just absolutely fantastic.
All right. My question, do you need my date of birth or anything?
No, I just need
okay.
your question.
Okay. My question is in regards to a friendship that I have with a gentleman, and I just want to know if you see this growing.
You have to give me a name so I can look
oh,
at it.
Oh, sure. His name is Alan.
Have you known him very long?
For about 8 months.
Because he seems to be hot-tempered. His temper flies fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's okay, then that's okay. But that can be nerve-wracking at times.
Yes.
But that's a main problem with the relationship. Is the temper.
It's his temper.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really seen that yet.
You won't see it. You won't see it because you're in a courtship.
Oh, no, we're not in a courtship.
Well, somehow you know him, but he's being as nice as he can be because he does have a hot temper.
A hot temper. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see our friendship growing?
It can grow. And possibly when he starts having a temper tantrum, just shut your mouth. Don't respond. Don't give it any fire. Just be silent and walk away.
Oh.
And you might be able to break him of it.
Oh, because he you would think that he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, but not all the time. There's another side to him that you haven't seen.
Ooh.
So,
if he starts
to throw a fit, just be absolutely silent. Don't open your mouth.
Could it be dangerous?
He could be. If he's riled, he could he could hit you.
Okay. I'm glad I got this information.
You wouldn't see it until you were already involved. So be careful.
Thank you.
Whenever somebody is too nice like that, the other side is just as bad.
Oof. Thank you.
And that goes for all you people listening. If a woman is really, really nice, she's probably a fishwife. And when you have to listen to her, you're crazy. Remember that term, David?
Yes, I do. Yes. I haven't heard
term?
It in decades.
What term is that?
A fishwife. It's a woman that's real crabby and hard to get along with.
It's a
that's
shrew.
That's why men went fishing.
Yep.
Yeah. True.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
you.
Honey.
All righty. Many blessings.
Thanks for calling, Karen. God bless you.
Good night.
Okay. Well, we were talking about depression earlier, folks, and we're going to return to that just for a little bit. One of the things that I found is so important, and whether you're depressed or not, I would encourage you to do this, and I'm sure Ada Marie will be able to put in more than 2 cents worth. That is the power of positive thinking and turning around negative thoughts into positive thoughts. How do you do that, Ada Marie?
Well, my dad used to say it this way, can't do anything. So remember, can't do anything. But a smile will get you everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was how he changed depression into joy, because he would always tell a funny little joke, you know. And if somebody looked downhearted, he'd say to them, "What if your face froze like that?" And then everybody'd start laughing.
Yeah, and, right. Take a look in the mirror, right? And just imagine what other people are seeing.
Right. And, the truth is, you don't want to not wear a smile, because smiles don't take very many wrinkles, and everybody loves a smile. It's the one thing you can give freely, and everybody loves it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, that's the truth. But again, I say to you, if somebody is crabby, they're crabby. Do you want to spend your time with them?
Not me.
Not me either. So,
no. Well, I'd like to ask you another question. I have another question for you.
Okay.
Now, when I asked you how you were doing, and one of the callers asked you how you were doing, you said, "Fantastic." Now, that's something I hear out of you every time, or something like that, you know. Outstanding, superb, fantastic. How do you maintain that state of being?
Well, I will share that with you. Very few people ask me this question, but it's simple. I listen to everything I get. I talk to everybody I listen to, and I give them what I receive is what I give them. But I turn all of that over to the man upstairs, and I do not carry it in my being. David, I do not carry negativity in my being. I can be sick as a dog, laying there in bed, sending healings to people, and if a flame of negativity comes, I say very quietly, "Now, you're not acceptable. You just have to leave. We are doing something very positive. This body is healing, and I am sending that healing to everybody I know. Go away." And before I can get done with that whole spiel, it quits. Because I am declaring that it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the declaration.
That I like. Let's talk a little bit about declarations, because that's a very important topic too.
Right. But you have to do your, everybody does it different. Everybody has a different way of saying it, a different way of handling it, a different way of feeling it. So when you get yourself acclimated to like yourself, now I like me, so you can. If I didn't like me, it wouldn't do you any good to like me, because I didn't like me in the first place. So the trick here is to learn to like yourself. Take a look in the mirror, folks, in the morning, and look at yourself, and don't say, "I don't have the right smile, my teeth are crooked, I don't do this." Just say to yourself, "I like me, so you can. And I will do whatever it takes to wear that smile until that smile is pasted on my face so well that everybody smiles back."
Mm.
How do you like that?
I love it.
Yeah.
I have another question for you.
Okay.
We've talked about this before, but I think it's an important question to return to. And, of course, this is quite often what we get when we have callers. They're calling up because they want something. Their life, They want a change. They want to know what they can do to make something happen, when it's going to happen. I mean, Wendy was talking about the job. Mary was talking about the apartment, and you gave them some very sound advice. What can people do to make their wants manifest?
Actually, there's only one way to get a manifestation, and that is to sit in silence and talk to the man upstairs and be sure that what you ask him for is exactly what you want, because whatever you're going to ask for, you're going to get one way or another. Like, you know, you have to be clear with yourself. You have to like yourself enough to be able to accept the reward you are going to receive. That's why when I keep saying to people, I like me so you can. If it don't fit me, I turn it over to God. Let him take care of it. He'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
He's fixed everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very simple, isn't it?
It's so simple, most people can't grasp it. It's just
That's
simple.
The problem. Human beings tend to complicate things, and really all spiritual truths are very simple, aren't they?
It's very simple, and the only reason they do that is because they want to look like they want to look like they found out something. They didn't find it out. It's always been there to use.
Yeah. Well, the ego can be a real trap. Smarty Pants might not be very wise.
Most of the time, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
When people are pushing other people around, they're not smart. They're just bullies.
Right.
You know?
Well, what do you say we go back to the phone lines and take two more calls?
Okay.
And for those of you who have tuned in late, because we can't get to everybody tonight, Ada Marie is running a special for people, whether you've talked to her or not. She's going to give you a substantial discount on a reading, and she said she would talk to you for a few moments for free. So I'm going to ask her to give you her phone number again, and I'm going to give you her website right now, which is thegoldenoracle.com. Oracle, for those of you who don't know, is spelled O-R-A-C-L-E. O-R-A-C-L-E. And so, Ada Marie, what is your phone number again?
520-896-9510. And let me say to you, don't call without writing down a question, at least one or two. Don't call me and think you're going to get it out of your head, because you won't. Write the question down on a piece of paper before you call me. It'll save a lot of time, and we'll get one question will probably give you six answers. You know, it's just the way it
mm-hmm.
is. Yeah. But write it down.
And to let you folks know, Ada Marie is a healer. She's a seer. She's a medium. She channels. She's a life coach and a counselor. She has written 5 books, and she has helped thousands and thousands of people make substantial changes in their life and manifest those things that they desire. So I just wanted to let you folks know that if we can't get to you, don't despair. Ada Marie is willing to help you. Okay, our next caller is area code 858, and the first 3 digits of your phone number are 755. What is your name, please?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, Ada Marie.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Splendid, splendid.
What's your name, honey?
Roxana.
Roxana?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Elsa. I have a question, Ada Marie, if you can help. Do you see like a serious, substantial love relationship coming, and if there is someone that I know already?
Pardon?
Do you see a serious love relationship coming to me? And if you see this person is someone I know already.
You're asking me to see if you have a relationship or you're looking for one?
I'm looking for one.
Okay. If you are, write a description of the kind of relationship you want and the individual, you know, if you don't want a tall person, make a medium height, whatever. But write a good description of someone and be certain when you write it that you read it over and over and how they're going to treat you and how you're going to treat them. Write the whole description. So when that comes to pass, you won't be sorry that you left something out. One time a girl in one of my classes in California wrote a description and failed to say what the man looked like. But he all the other attributes were perfectly fine, but she failed to give a description of how he looked. Well, she found him, and they found each other. But he'd been in a bad car accident, and his face was terribly scarred. But still, he was the right person. So write a description and be specific when you write it. Stick it under your pillow and sleep on it. You'll find someone. It always happens. It cannot fail because you have sat down and written what means the most to you, what you are to give and what you want to receive. Write it. One guy took almost 2 years to write the description the way he wanted, for what he wanted, and every time he'd read it to me, and I'd say, what about this? What about that? He'd go back and work and work and work. He hadn't any more than got the thing written when he went to an office to take a new job, and there was his wife. His new wife was right there. Everything he had written about her, she was standing right there. And within a year, they were married. They're still married. But you don't know where you're going to meet this person, so write a good description.
Do you think it will happen soon, or it will take a long time?
Take your time. What kind of work do they do? Are they friendly? Do they throw a fit? They do not fight. They are not mean. They are not selfish. Da 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 da. Write it out. Rewrite it. Rewrite it as many times as you have to get it right. Does that make sense?
Okay, Roxanne.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, honey. God bless you. Okay.
That works so well for so many people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they end up with a nice partner.
And the same applies to jobs,
right.
Housing,
everything.
Whatever kind of success it is that you're looking for.
Right.
I should make it clear to people that one of the things Ada Marie is able to do is she can talk to the dead. So if that's something that you are interested in exploring with her, you can do that too. Some people don't know what a medium is, and maybe you could explain that, Ada Marie, before we take the last call.
Okay, well, I'm a conscious medium, and that means that I'm consciously aware of the person that comes through the veil to speak to me, and I describe this person and ask a question so that it can be certain that is the correct person for the person I have on the phone. One man said, how can I be sure that you're talking to my mother? And I said, well, we'll just ask her a question. And the woman said, well, don't forget to take your coat, honey, when you leave the house. And he goes, that's my mother. She said it every time I went somewhere. Don't forget to take your coat, honey. And she talked to him, and then I made him able to identify her when she came to him, And they've had a long, they've had over 30 years of communication. And he's fine and she's fine. But, I mean, it's a touchy thing. It's a touchy thing, David. You have to be able to be sure they identify together, because the person on the other side is got to be able to be identified totally by the person sitting with me or the person on the phone with me. And sometimes it takes a little time, but it can be done if it's the right person. If it's not the right person, I can tell them, because I get this energy in me that says something's not right here. Something's not
mm-hmm.
right. And then I'll, when I get that energy, I say, you need to give me a definite answer to this question. And then I have the person give me a question, and then I give that question to them. And very often they can't answer that question. And then we don't have the
well,
right
the other, yeah, the other thing that I wanted to point out for people that have tuned in late is that Ada Marie can teach you how to do that for yourself.
Right,
she can teach you how to do anything that you desire. And so that's something else to keep in mind.
Right, especially if it's someone you, on the other side, because there isn't enough, I'm not one, I'm only one person. So if I can teach you to do it for yourself, that's a blessing. That's a real blessing, because you
yeah.
never go without that communication.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that we can all become self-sufficient, that we
right.
all have these gifts that can be developed, and that
right.
we don't need to rely on somebody to tell us how, we don't need to rely on somebody else. We can do it for ourselves. But
it's
we need to be taught.
Yeah.
We need to be taught.
Just you can learn how. It's not hard to learn. If you follow the steps, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've taught hundreds of people, and they always are smiling whenever they call, and I can tell by the tone of their voice that they had a success. They were able to feel the presence of a loved one, and they were able to communicate. And that's a wonderful
beautiful.
Thing. You know,
okay, well, we're going to take our last caller, but I would encourage those of you who we haven't gotten to stay on the line, because a lot of times what Ada Marie has to say may speak to you too. And remember that if you don't get a chance to talk to her, you can reach her at area code 520-896-9510. And Craig, I'm sorry, we tried to get in touch with you earlier, but there was silence on the other end of the line. So you have Ada Marie's number, and I encourage you to call her if you have a question for her. Okay, our final caller of the evening is area code 646, and the first three digits of your phone number are 756. What's your name, please?
Oh, hi. My name is Stacy, and I'm calling from New York. And I just would like to know if you see, I know I'm moving next month in November, but do you, because I have to do an emergency room. I'm living in an illegal apartment. And I want to see if you see me taking a room or moving temporarily in with a relative for about 2 weeks.
No. Can you say that again? There was background noise. I couldn't understand.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I'm in the subway. I just wanted to, I have to move in the month of November because I currently live in an illegal apartment. And I would like to know if you see me taking a room or do you see me temporarily moving in with a family member for about 2 or 3 weeks?
I still can't understand you.
Let me try it, dear, because I heard you. There is a lot
okay.
of background noise when you talk. I don't know what that's
okay.
about.
That was
no,
the
no,
okay.
no problem. It happens. What she's asking is she needs to move. She's in a situation that she's not supposed to be in right now, and she wants to know if you see her getting a room somewhere or moving in with some relatives.
Yes. Yes. Ruth would be glad to have her stay with us. But she has to ask. But yes, she should move immediately.
Uh huh.
You can. There is somebody who would be happy to have you live with them. In fact, they could be a relative, but they're close to you, and they would be happy to have you come and live with them.
Oh, because there is a job that I can take as a live-in assistant temporarily. So maybe you might be picking up on that.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah, that would be good, Stacy. I don't know why there's so much background noise when you start talking. What is that?
Because I'm in the subway state. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
So you think the living might, the system might work out then?
Okay. And by the way, David, I take calls from 7 a.m. Arizona time until 7 p.m.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Help. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Stacy. God bless you.
Have a good week, okay?
Yeah, she's gone now. Okay, well, I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody tonight, but you have Ada Marie's contact information. And Ada Marie, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I've really enjoyed the show.
Well, I have too, and I thank you for having me on the show. It's been wonderful.
It's my pleasure.
We'll get together again one time. I think
yes, we will. Yep, December 2nd.
Yeah, okay, that's good. You have a wonderful
okay.
Week.
So that's a wrap for now, folks. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good
Absolutely.
Night and God bless.
And God bless.
Good night, Ada Marie.
Good night, David. A wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.